This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Create some precious memories for Tuesday, April the 16th. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, talking a lot about the issues of today, things that are important laws being discussed as usual, all kinds of things going on. All right, so Jennifer, where are we going?
Well, obviously, we're keeping an eye on Notre Dame. The blaze, 12-hour blaze, is finally out. 9 hours of actual flame time, if that's a term that we can use here, and another few hours of checking out, making sure that all the hotspots were done, 12 hours in total by firefighters. And they are looking to see just what will be destroyed, what needs to be rebuilt, and what from the cathedral they can save, as people from all over the world are pledging to help rebuild Notre Dame. So far, they've received $339 million from a French,
wow,
from a couple of French billionaires to rebuild Notre Dame in just 24 hours. So kind of interesting. We're following that story, of course. And then there's some new polling that's out if you're following the 2020 presidential election. And there's a new poll from Emerson that has some interesting news, a switch in the leader of the pack, I guess would be kind of the way we would phrase this. Over the weekend, we saw three people jump into the race on the Democratic side officially. We saw Pete Buttigieg, who made it official on Sunday. We saw Eric Swalwell, the congressman from California, making it official. And Cory Booker, believe it or not, had not officially jumped in the race. He did so over the weekend. This new Emerson poll of the 20 top Democratic candidates for president found that Senator Bernie Sanders is ahead of everybody with 29%. He's followed by Vice President Joe Biden at 24%, who has not officially declared and entered the race. This is the first time Bernie beats out Joe. They were followed by Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 9%, Beto O'Rourke and Kamala Harris tied at 8%, Elizabeth Warren at 7%. And then this is kind of interesting. Andrew Yang, who's an entrepreneur that's promised everybody in America $1,000 of universal income every month, and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro are tied at 3%. This is, again, an interesting poll because Biden has seen his support drop. I don't know if that's because of these allegations of inappropriate touching or more that Democratic voters are frustrated with him because he's been promising to make an announcement about the race since January, and he's maybe leading people on a little bit and they're getting tired of it. But that's where the numbers stand now for 2020.
So, all right, Mayor, so did anybody
he's
see
in
the
third place?
Yeah, and he is in all the early voting. Yeah, and he's in
so
all the.
So he's beating Beto and Kamala Harris?
Yeah, that's been the big story. And he's also in the early voting states, specifically New Hampshire and Iowa. He's in third place as well. And in fundraising, he's in fourth place. He outpulled both Beto O'Rourke. He outpulled Cory Booker. He didn't outfundraise Kamala Harris, but he is in fourth place when it comes to fundraising.
So did anybody watch the Bernie Sanders town hall last night?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
What did you think? Federal government is going to provide health insurance for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, look, everything that Bernie represents, I pretty much don't. So I'm never going to come to, you know, moment of enlightenment.
I just wanted to thought about.
But I thought that, first I thought it was wise that he went on Fox News. I think it's stupid to ice out any potential pocket of voters. His crowd was extremely friendly to him. I thought that Martha McCallum and Brett Baer asked him some fair questions, asked him how things were going to actually get paid for, which a lot of times he's not necessarily pressed on. I don't know if I heard the answer. That's the problem, is that he talks a lot about programs, and even when he's pressed by these kinds of reporters, I don't know that there's a real answer other than he promised everybody that their taxes would go up. You know, I guess his return is that you just get more services, but I don't know that a lot of people want to hear that. Maybe enough
audience
leading in the polls.
But I was reading something that the whole audience raised their hands and said that they would want Medicare for all.
They were, and that's why he had a very positive audience for. For him. I mean, they were all yelling for him, whooping, hooting, hollering. So he did have a lot of supporters in the crowd for sure.
Well, it's an interesting scenario that's being painted now. He released not only this past year's tax returns, but I think the last 10 years as part of the build-up to this town meeting. And so, let's see, he and his wife paid 26% tax on $568,000 last year, donated 3.4% to charity. I didn't see where the money came from. He gets paid $180,000.
His book.
$6,000. That was the book. Okay.
Yeah. It was book and the advance for the book. So he is considered to be a millionaire, which it's very funny. I think Trump doesn't turn in his tax returns because he is probably poorer than he wants people to know. And then all of these other Democrats like Bernie Sanders don't want to let on that they're rich, right?
Yeah. Pretty well. So what sort of education does he have? What is, Bernie Sanders, was he a college professor? Did I read that somewhere? Or taught in a college? Do I remember that about Bernie?
I think so. I know he said, I'm college educated. I forget where he went, but he would say, I'm college educated. And
didn't
United
he go to a New York
yesterday.
School?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Brooklyn College or something like that? Mm-hmm. Like something kind of old school?
Yeah. I think it was kind of. And so I was thinking about the rest, all the political landscape and what sort of education all of these people have, whether it be Trump and his education, Bernie Sanders, some of the other leading candidates. Do we actually ever think about that? You know, when we're looking for a job, we tout our education. And when people are hiring us, we want to know, look at somebody, okay, what's your education? So what do we know about the education of these people who are running for higher office? I must admit that I don't know.
That was a big deal for Obama. Remember, everybody wanted to see his college transcripts from Occidental College. And Trump, everybody wants to see his college transcripts. I have to say, that's not something that's hot button for me.
No.
I don't care. I don't care about that either. You said when people go into job interviews, they talk about their education. I don't. And the times that I've actually had to do job interviews, which is not usual, because usually it's meet people and kind of get thrown into positions, which is great about this business. But I always tout my experience. Experience way more than I have ever touted any education.
Well, you also can't learn what we do. You know, it's very, you really can't.
You can't go to school for it. Some people try to, but they can't.
Yeah.
But in general, Victoria, is education important to get ahead in life? In the circle of friends that you have and your family, do you think the future was predicated by the kind of educational opportunity or experience they had? And I'm asking this question for a couple of reasons. I wanted to focus on the presidential candidates for sure, but there's so much focus on going to college, and then we don't really separate education in general, because education doesn't mean going to college. It may be that you get an education by going to college, but what else can you carry on, can you carry with you that would count for education?
I think, like Jen said, life experience and work experience. I think that those are, you know, I'm in the middle of the pack. I think amongst my friends, I think some of my friends who are lawyers and doctors went to Ivy League schools, and I think that that's important in the advancement of their careers.
Yeah.
I also, you know, my dad has no formal education, basically. So, and he's been a very successful business person and a complete entrepreneur. Nor, you know, built up his own life. So I understand and respect both sides of it. And I think it really just depends on the industry that you want to go into.
Wagnalls defines education as the action or process of teaching someone, especially in a school, college, or university. I don't agree with that because I think, and that's what sort of brought me around, I saw this and I thought to myself, you know, that's really not true. There are a lot of people who get schooled in the career that they're following by just doing it.
Yeah.
A lot of people
trade
are apprentices.
The school
trade
of hard knocks.
Right, exactly.
I think that drive is so much more important. Drive and desire and heart. Because, you know what, and maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. I know there's people that have all kinds of advanced degrees, and I think that's wonderful if that's the life path you want to go down. But academics do not guarantee, or having a good, strong foundation in academics do not guarantee anything, except that you're going to sit around and chat with your friends and have long, in-depth conversations and smoke a pipe and wear a hat. But the truth is, you have to go out there and work.
It does. A friend of mine, a good friend of mine, went to Harvard Law, and that opened up a million doors for her just to even get into the law firm that she's in. So,
but look at what you said. It's not about what she learned. It's about the connections that she made. Yeah,
it's
the Alumni Association.
Yeah. And the connections, and not even just the connections, it's also just the label of she's a Harvard lawyer, and that puts people back on their heels.
The Heidelberg lawyers versus the Harvard lawyers, there's a little different cachet there. And I will tell you, my daughter, who has an Oxford PhD, that opened all kinds of doors for her. She's a professor at UCLA, and her husband has an Oxford PhD, and they are academics through and through. They would have neither of them gotten the job that they have had it not been for their educational. They're both very good at what they do, but they wouldn't have gotten in the door had if she had a doctorate from
any type of maybe state school.
Yeah,
versus
state school, University of Massachusetts. Yeah, but she wouldn't have gotten there. Wouldn't have happened. So you think about it. The studies talk about the more education you have, the more likely you are to make more money. I think that education being defined in one way or another as experience, some going to school. If you're moving on in college and you have either you are or somebody in your family is pursuing a doctoral degree, it does help. The doctoral degree now helps in a lot of positions, even in business. And
has a four-year now. More people have that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
To make yourself special.
So you want to be a leader in your field and contribute to its body of knowledge? There's a university that's celebrating a milestone, creating the next leaders in business, and Andy Solomon is along to explain where that is.
University of Phoenix is proud to announce the College of Doctoral Studies 20th anniversary, offering practitioner doctorate degrees and specializations in business, education, and health administration. Henrik Eilers, Vice Provost, Doctoral Studies and Academic Operations, has more.
We are proud of the work we have done in the doctoral community since 1999. A practitioner doctorate from the University of Phoenix College of Doctoral Studies offers a holistic approach to research needed to drive innovation and create new ways of responding in today's increasingly integrative and networked world of work.
Eilers highlights the transformative aspect of the program in the alumni's careers.
Over the past 20 years, we have conferred nearly 6,000 doctorate degrees or certificates, and our graduates serve in leadership positions worldwide in hundreds of organizations in both the public and private sector.
For more information, please visit phoenix.edu.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Ten. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Us talk about music during this portion of each hour, so you will not be disappointed. Our choices for conversation here and music together start with Journey at 24 past the hour. Victoria, Kara, and Doug with Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Journey hitting the Las Vegas Strip. They have a 9-show residency this fall. We were talking earlier about James Brown having James Brown.
They're bringing him back from the dead, or is this a hologram thing?
James Taylor.
James Brown. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, right. James Taylor.
Oh, anyway. I much prefer to see a hologram of James Brown over James Taylor. But.
Yes, probably. So Journey announced via Twitter, good Doug, via Twitter, that the limited engagement residency takes place inside the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in October. Pre-sale tickets go on sale this week, actually tomorrow at 10 a.m. through Thursday at 10 a.m. That's the pre-sale for the fans and the club members and whomever. General sale on Friday at 10. The 9 performances are for October 9th, 11th, 12th, 16th, 18th, 19th, 23rd, 25th, 26th. They last toured together last year during a 56-stage show across the U.S. with Def Leppard. General ticket prices are $69. That's where it starts. You can get them online at Ticketmaster.com/journey or in person at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Better get them in the next 24 hours because then you'll get screwed by the scalpers after that.
Yeah.
So, it'll be a good show, I think. They're a pretty good band.
Well, I don't. They have so many hits, but I don't know who their singer is currently because they keep replacing guys with a younger version of themselves.
Oh, do they?
That can
I don't
just
know.
Hit all the notes. Because Steve Perry, who's actually being interviewed by Dan Rather tonight on Access TV on his show, Steve Perry has not been with Journey. They had a bad breakup years ago, and so I don't know who the singer is, but that's kind of a shame that they couldn't get it together just for a Vegas residency.
Yeah.
You know who I? For 8 nights.
Hello. How much money is involved?
Right.
They probably all get a couple million bucks out of it. So
sure.
Hello, boys. Let's get together. Steve Perry. I always confuse Steve Perry with Steve. No, it just went out of my mind. Steve Miller. The Steve Miller Band. I saw a performance of his in Austin on the plane, and now he's coming to Boston. I want to see him. I've never seen him before, but boy, does he do a good job. A really good job. If you get a chance to
he's
see him.
He's got a lot
maybe.
Of hits, too.
Yeah, he does.
You would probably know almost every song.
I do, yep. Let's see. Next on the hit parade here is Camila Cabello, Alicia Keys, Miley Cyrus. There's a new Mark Ronson album that features all of them, and then some more. Fresh from his Oscar win with Gaga for Shallow, Mark Ronson, who's a DJ and producer, has the track listing and release date for his upcoming album called Late Night Feelings. The new album features collaborations with Miley and Alicia Keys and Cabello, among others. This is the fifth album for Ronson, who so far has won 7 Grammys on top of the Oscar and Golden Globe for his work on A Star Is Born. Late Night Feelings due out June 21st. Title track was released last Friday, featuring one of 2 appearances by, is it Likey Lee, the Swedish
Likey
singer?
Lee. Mm-hmm.
Likey Lee.
Likey
okay.
Lee, yeah, she's Swedish.
Yep. Ronson's number one on Billboard's Dance Club Songs, with the first single from the album, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, featuring Miley. Dude, we have to say Miley Cyrus, right?
Miley. I think she's at that point.
At this point, yeah. Right. Listen to this. This song has had 332 million streams and 100 million video views since it came out. It's quite an achievement, isn't it?
That's amazing, right, actually. Yeah.
Since winning the Oscar, Ronson has been celebrating the release of his new song with pop-up DJ parties called Club Heartbreak.
I would love to go to one of those. If one of those popped up in D.C., I think that would be so much fun.
Yeah. So you can get this album now. Pre-order, Kara. Late Night Feelings available for pre-order now. 28 at the hour. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro all-purpose garden soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fire is finally out at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And there is some encouraging news, as word is a number of relics have been saved. While the flames were still raging, Bishop Robert Barron said,
"A building that survived 800 years of revolution and war and everything else, to think that it might be in danger of being destroyed is just overwhelming to me."
Barron was speaking on NBC News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tops the pack of Democratic presidential candidates in a new Emerson poll that shows him ahead of, as yet unannounced, former Vice President Joe Biden, 29-24%. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg comes in third with 9%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
pros know, doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 421. See store for details. U.S. only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Change after the hour. Hi.
How about 35 and change after the hour?
Oh, calm down, will you please?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, you know, keeping it real.
This. Oh, you're so funny. I can see. It isn't because of what you say, but I can see that look on your face. That's what's more. And Kara, too, actually. So.
Yeah, it's on my. It's definitely on my face too.
Really?
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
How about some trending news? Uh-huh.
How about it, Victoria? Yes, I'm all for that. Let's go.
All right, so Best Buy is in the news. They are trending because they have named a woman as their new CEO. It will be the first female CEO of Best Buy Corporation. Her name is Corie Barry. She joins the number of women CEOs at S&P 500 companies, which will grow to 26 by the time that she takes office in June. And the 26 CEOs will actually represent only 5.2% of S&P 500 CEOs, which is not great, but it's, you know, a step in the right direction. She will also join Best Buy's board, which will expand to 13 directors. And she's 44 years old. She actually turns 44 this week. And by comparison, the median age when men and women are appointed CEOs is roughly 55, according to some research data. So a lot of people say that her appointment as the new CEO of Best Buy is welcome news. And a lot of people have been advocating for more women to be leaders and board directors and CEOs. And so she will replace the outgoing CEO is Hubert Joly, and he actually is going to remain with the company. He will be in a newly created role of executive chairman of the company's board of directors. He's actually gotten quite a bit of credit for turning Best Buy around, well, essentially saving it, because it was on the verge of bankruptcy, and so he's gotten a lot of props for that. And then I guess she's going to take the company in to the next step, and good luck to her. We'll see how it goes.
All right, let's follow what we were talking about, if we can. Last half hour, we spent a good deal of time talking about education and what an education does in terms of preparing you for your goals. What do we know about her education? Anything? And the reason I ask the question is because oftentimes when people get jobs like this, we talk about education, but then nobody says she has a bachelor's degree from Heidelberg, a master's degree from Ohio State, and a doctorate from Columbia. You never hear that when somebody gets a job like that, do you?
I feel like sometimes you do. In this case, the only thing I've seen about her is that she has a finance background. She came up through the finance channels. She also served in some operational roles at Best Buy along the way, including a stint as its chief strategic growth officer. So it seems like she definitely knows the company the ins and outs of Best Buy.
Yes.
And so she's not someone who's just been hired
from
somewhere
else. Well, that's an education in and of itself, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Come up through a company. There's a lot of support now, and probably has been, for promoting from within. The headhunters don't want you to do that because that puts them out of business. But many of these companies bring somebody up if they like the culture of the company, if it's important to keep the culture of the company intact. If you want to blow it up, if the company's not doing well and you want to blow up the culture, then you bring somebody in from outside. But if you like the culture or the culture's doing well, and I think you all know what I mean when I say culture of the company. Like we have here, small little company, do a bunch of radio programs, and we have a culture here. Don't you think that we have created a culture?
Mm-hmm.
It's known. It's a known commodity. That's what the culture really is, known commodity. So it's in this circumstance, some people say, she's only 44. I don't think age is a predictor of whether it's young or old as to how successful you can or will be. Bernie Sanders may be a good example for that. Trump's about the same age. A lot of these guys, Bill Weld, people that are running for political office, are not spring chickens, some of them. It's very interesting, actually, to look at the landscape. Not that I want to bring politics into this. I'm just making an anecdotal reference because how widely spread it is. And is there another business that has that much of a breadth of people who want responsible positions? Or, who decides whether they're capable of these positions?
Well, apparently in her case, which is kind of interesting, she has been, they say that there are all indications that she's been groomed for this CEO spot within Best Buy. So that is really interesting and pretty progressive.
Somebody
for
spotted her early on then, right?
Yeah.
That she had lots of, what do they call it, bona fides? I think that's what the reference is oftentimes. And maybe that comes from having a good background and lots of different skills. Because it takes a lot of skill to run. You got to be a good personnel manager. You got to understand that's a very niche-oriented business. Best Buy, very niche-y. And so, you know, it's a lot of... I think about, though, the businesses around... Are there... We don't have many more broad-stroke businesses. Everything is pretty much a niche. Have you noticed that? Whether it doesn't really make much different, you know, even in the car repair business. I just use this as an example. There are specialists now that only deal with the computer in your car. It's not general mechanics who can change a part or fix a part or something. They're not really mechanics anyway anymore. They just change parts. There's no, you know, get out a torch and a welder and fix the spring on the car. They don't do that anymore. But it's gotten so niched in the automotive world that there are just people that work in the garage. You bring your car in. God knows you can't fix it yourself.
Computer.
And they plug it in. That's right. Exactly what they
do. They're computer technologists now. They're not mechanics.
Yeah. Right.
They're really not.
Yeah.
But, you know, so if you think about it, there aren't any businesses that I can think of that are broad-stroked, not even in retail. You know, when you look at all the Kmart stores, that tried to be something for everybody, and that didn't work. Walmart has had to really adjust along the way. To me, I think the best example of a retail chain that's still thriving and getting better is Target. So, and that's because they stopped trying to be, you know, for everybody, and they have gotten these little niches that are just really working. So I think that's kind of just how business today runs, because if we need something that's broad-stroked, we go to Amazon, if you think about it.
We do that on our own. We try to educate ourselves on our own. And I would go one step further here, Victoria, with you on this. We were talking about what you're doing with your refund. If you have your refund back yet from the IRS, or you're going to get it back, what do you do with it? A lot of people, I think what I said on the list, I don't have it, I can't quite find it on my computer, but I think number two or number three was investing in your retirement or investing, putting money away. Mm-hmm. And so how you do that, there are so many different people that have shingles out today that say, invest with me, or you know, put your faith in me, or I'll bring you in the right place. So financial literacy is important today. And if you, whatever you call it, financial literacy, maybe budgeting, having skill in money, money education, all these things are important. Americans are not as financially confident as they could be, as we were talking about, because, you know, half the country doesn't have any money. So here is Smitha Rao with a story that probably will help you focus, because April is National Financial Literacy Month.
April is National Financial Literacy Month. According to new data from Prudential, when asked to grade their own financial literacy, slightly more than half of consumers give themselves a C or lower. Brad Hearn, President, Prudential Advisors.
This is where financial literacy programs and professional financial advice can play a key role. While many Americans feel they can't afford or have enough financial resources to need the help of a financial professional, advice is more within reach than ever before. And it's not just for the wealthy.
According to Hearn, the path to financial wellness differs from person to person, and it's important that people find the method that works best for them.
A financial professional can help at various stages in life. Whether you're just starting out or nearing retirement, they can work with you to create a strategy based on your timeline, risk tolerance, and goals.
To learn more, visit news.prudential.com. Advisors is a brand name of the Prudential Insurance Company of America and its subsidiaries.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The new Bank of America Business Advantage Cash Rewards credit card makes maximizing rewards easy for entrepreneurs. Cardholders can decide how they earn 3% cash back each month, choosing from six popular spending categories, from gas stations to office supply stores and consulting services. Kevin Condon, Bank of America.
Running a small business often means doing many jobs in one. Flexibility is key, so we're excited to put our small business cardholders in charge of how they can earn cash back each month. They now have the power to maximize their rewards to match their changing business priorities. And our Business Advantage Relationship Rewards members earn even more. They get a credit card rewards bonus that can boost the earnings in their choice category to up to 5.25%.
Cardholders can change their cashback choice category once every month in their mobile banking app or through online banking. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 at the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen. Well, Jen's Gonzo, Victoria's here, Kara's here, you're here. That's what's important. A couple of items. Sort of re, you know, when you send somebody a text message or an email, and in the subject line it's re, if you're repeating something, re. Tiger Woods has been on our minds this week since he did so well at the Augusta National. Got $2 million out of that, 15th major championship, the Masters win. He lives down in Jupiter near Mar-a-Lago, and apparently he's a golfing partner of Trump's, has been for a while. It looks like the president's going to give him the Medal of Freedom. Does he deserve it? Got 81 PGA Tour victories. I don't know. What does it take? What are you qualified? How do you get the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Other the president says, let's give this
guy. I think it's just up to the president's discretion. I think Jack Nicklaus, who only has one more win at the Masters than Tiger does. He's got 6 jackets, and Tiger now has 5. So he and Arnold Palmer both received the Medal of Freedom from George W. Bush. And right. Then Charlie Sifford, who apparently was a pioneering black golfer, he got the Medal of Honor from President Obama in 2014. So Tiger, I guess, becomes the 4th golfer.
And so far, the current president has handed out medals to Elvis, Babe Ruth, and Antonin Scalia. An interesting combo.
Yeah.
Isn't that? I mean, think about it for a second. Yeah. Elvis, Babe Ruth, and them taking a bus together someplace. What a conversation that would be.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be a conversation? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The Boston Marathon was run yesterday. I had lots of marathon moments in my history. For 6 years in a row, I ran the pace car. I drove the pace car for the marathon. It was quite an experience. When I was kind of growing up in the radio business, I was on a Boston radio station. We carried the, wall-to-wall coverage of the marathon, so I got to drive the car. And it was really interesting to watch these people as they do their run. They have no fat, not no muscle. These guys, look at this woman. She weighed 97 pounds at one yesterday.
Yeah, but she's only, what, 5'1", right?
Yeah. Something like that. And then I want to get these names in. Lasila D'Souza, right? Is that where this guy came in second?
Mm-hmm.
Lalisa. But the winner,
Lalisa,
right, that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Sharano of Kenya was the big winner on the men's side. And
that was his first Boston Marathon. That kind of surprised people because the conditions were really bad. But apparently he had such a big lead in the beginning that it helped him sustain it in the end.
It's quite the local event, that's for sure. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Not up on ancient history. This is the theme from one of the best movies, I think. And I always say, sometimes I even say Patton rather than George C. Scott, because for most he really epitomized who Patton was, what he stood for, his bigger-than-life personality, isn't he? And I think the movie portrays that well, don't you think so, Chucker?
Yeah, it was a great movie. And the reason we play that, on this day in film history, George C. Scott won the Oscar for Best Actor for playing George S. Patton in the movie Patton.
What year?
Was released in 1970. The movie was released, but the Oscar ceremony was a year later, 1971. I would argue George C. Scott was a really terrific actor.
Yes, I would too.
And they don't make actors like that anymore. Very different style actor, very intense guy.
I wonder about Alec Baldwin.
What do you wonder
name.
About?
Well, I think that he has the chops if he would be less involved in politics. There's something about his skill and where he's shown up. Look at the last 3-4 years and how many movies he's been in, the different kind of roles he's played. He seems to be someone that producers, maybe because he's easy to work with, I'm not sure, but don't you think he's been very visible and some fairly important roles that have been underplayed by him? I think there's something, maybe it's just me, but I've always thought
he's a really good actor.
Well, yeah. If you look at his IMDb page, he's probably done over 100, at least 100 acting roles. He goes, you know, I remember Alec Baldwin when I used to watch the TV show Knots Landing in the 80s. He played a crazy religious character on that show, and he was actually really good. And then he was in Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, one of the first things I've seen in '88. But he's had a long career. Has worked extensively for the last.
He had a baby face early on, and you see how he's changed over the years. It seems that he's dramatically aged, and not aged particularly well. He's a little fat, hunched over. And his face
he's also got showing. Five kids under the age of six or something.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, right.
But he's been in so many really big movies lately.
Yeah.
Black Klansman, Mission Impossible, Fallout, Star is Born.
He's always good.
Does Will and Grace, and he's got seven upcoming movies this year. So
people forget he has two brothers, Stephen and Billy. You know, Billy actually I thought would emerge as a big player in the business when he was in the Ron Howard movie Backdraft. He starred in that film. He actually was really good.
Yeah, he was good in it.
That movie. And then he did that movie with Cindy Crawford, Fair Game, and then his career sort of tanked. She only was one movie, and that was the end of her acting career. Steven's done mostly DVD movies.
Yeah.
Three brothers.
I told you the story of him when I was in Iraq. He and I were together, and it was a very interesting ride. He always had the Bible with him. Every chance he got, he would sit next to me and ask me questions about what was in the Bible.
So he was not shy. I take it he was not shy.
No, not at all.
I could tell.
Not at all. All right, so what else we have in movie news today, Chucker?
TV news. I don't watch it. I got to tell you, I'm in the minority. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but HBO's season premiere of Game of Thrones.
None of us do here. None of us watch it. I was on the show.
It drew almost 18 million viewers. A new record for HBO.
Supposedly, there are, if you believe some of the news accounts, and I was told this when I was in Ireland 2 weeks ago, went to the set of a lot of the outdoor shooting for Game of Thrones, and they say there are 1 billion people around the world that know about the Game of Thrones, and that at one point in time, I mean, think about that, have watched an episode or, you know, checked out Game of Thrones. That's amazing.
Chuck, apparently now's the time for you to watch because there are zombies on it.
Yeah, well, I'm too busy watching The Walking Dead. So, it's amazing because think about it. HBO is in one-third of all households in the country. So if you think about it, almost 18 million viewers in just one-third of the households, if that was on air, if people had access, 100% of the households, that'd be a massive, that'd be like 30 million plus viewerships, which is, almost 18 million is pretty impressive.
It is very impressive for HBO. Very, very, it's been a great investment. So it's coming, there's six episodes, I guess, and it's over then. And do they dump them all at once, or are they doing them one a week, or what are they doing?
No, one a week. And they're all very long, extensive, almost like feature films. I know people who love the show. I just have not watched it.
I'm with you on that one. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show, 59 past.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.